Howdy-do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back to talk to us. You've been on with me all week, so let's see what we've got to talk about with our other guest today, John Marlaro. Hi, John.
Good morning. Joining the party. Fun.
Yes. So, and today it's actually a watch party. We are going to talk about TV, not Game of Thrones, oddly, although you can bet all next week I'm going to try and talk about Game of Thrones on TDO because it's coming back on Sunday and I'm really excited. Anyway, what we wanted to talk about right now is Apple and specifically TV Plus, the new streaming service that they announced earlier, and some of the stuff that's coming to it. We've had a couple of interesting announcements just this week, even after the event where we got a bunch of people that all came out and talked to us about the shows that they were making. And one of the ones we got just this morning was Oprah and Prince Harry. And Andrew, you want to talk to us about that?
Yeah, so we don't really have a whole lot of details. Prince Harry announced it on his Instagram, just saying that him and Oprah are going to be working on a documentary series about mental health. Mm-hmm. And it will be launching next year, and it's already been in production for a few months.
Cool. Now, this is interesting because Oprah was at the event and talked about like stuff that she was doing, but she was talking about the book club and it wasn't anything about like this whole other show. So it was kind of interesting mm-hmm. that this got announced separately. And in what may be the secondary headline for some people, Prince Harry has his own Instagram account now. Cause that's new and I don't know how many people are aware. I think this could be interesting depending, John, you disagree.
Well, it brings up an interesting subject about ratings. Mm-hmm. I mean, the takeaway from the March 25th event was that Apple's all focused on family, on quality, on changing the world, on great stories. And there are some noble efforts that have been done in the past and continue to be done in that spirit. You have Nova, National Geographic Channel. They make money.
Cosmos.
Ostensibly by enlightening us and educating us and inspiring us. But it tickled the part of my brain where I'm thinking, you know, this doesn't look like a ratings winner. It could be, but it doesn't appear to be so.
How can you say that? We told you it had Oprah. Oprah.
Well, it's not so important about whether Oprah's involved or whether it's an important subject or not, but what's important to me in my mind is it raises the issue of whether Apple is going to play the ratings game. You know, if their focus is on quality and mm-hmm. and family and mm-hmm. high quality entertainment and inspiring stories, and those don't go over as well as the competition, which gobbles them up in the ratings.
Could you mean Apple Game of Thrones, don't you?
Change its mind about ratings, or are they going to go for ratings or are they going to go for quality?
Well, let's start with, again, I have to say, have you heard of Oprah, John? Do you know Oprah? Because I think everybody's going to watch the first one, okay? And like, I don't know what the percentages are going to be, but there's going to be some percentage who tune in because they go, Oprah. And there's some percentage that are going to tune in because they go, Prince Harry. So mm-hmm. either way, like loads of people are going to watch the first episode. I'm absolutely convinced because people are going to want to know what's the deal, what's it about. And if they go about it right. So for people who aren't necessarily royal watchers, one of the things that you should know about Prince Harry is that him and his brother, Prince William, presumably the next king of England, have taken to their heart like their particular bent on charity and the charitable contributions and the time that they spend is with mental health. One of the things that Prince Harry works on a lot is soldiers in particular and mental health of soldiers as they return from combat and things like that. And they've been very open about like mental health is important. People should be talking about it. It doesn't need to be this secret stigmatized thing anymore. We should bring it out in the open and it should just be the same kind of thing as any other sort of condition that people can have. And maybe it's not as obvious because it's, you know, it's mental health as opposed to physical health. So you can't always look at somebody and tell if they're mentally ill as you sometimes can when they're physically ill, but that it's a thing that shouldn't be a big deal anymore. And they've tried to do a lot of work on that. And by being the people that they are and drawing attention to it, that's one thing that they can do to sort of help normalize people who have some sort of mental health condition. And so sitting down and talking with Oprah about this and putting the information out there and making it available to people and maybe exposing some folks to stuff that they didn't have any idea about, or telling the stories of people who have a good story to tell about how they're living with it, how they're coping, or just, you know, get starting a conversation, I think is, if nothing else, it's a public service. And I think that checks like all the boxes that you're talking about, John, with like family entertainment. None of this is going to be naked or violent or inappropriate in any way. It's just going to be like a frank discussion of people who, you know, presumably a discussion of people with some sort of condition. And, you know, I think it's going to be like, I would watch it. I mean, Andrew, how about you?
I think just not really focusing on this show too much. I mean, I'm sure I would watch it, but I think it's probably Apple is probably focused more on quality just mm-hmm. because that's what they've always done. Celebrities will definitely bring in ratings, but I think Apple might do something similar to what happened with the Apple Watch, where they use the fashion industry to kind of help give the watch a leg up, mm-hmm. but now they don't really need them anymore because it's standing on its own as a pretty good product.
Right.
So I'm wondering, maybe something similar will happen here.
Well, and it's not like Oprah has a history of bad television, right? So if Oprah's involved, right. it's going to be well told. It's going to have good production value. It's going to be really watchable, whatever it is. Now, whether people like it is always going to be a subjective thing. So
and Apple's going to make money in any case. They're going to charge whatever, you know, $7-$9 a month. People can pick and choose the stuff that they want to watch, but Apple's mm-hmm. going to pull in that money every month from the subscribers. So
well, and
you don't have to worry too much about individual ratings of shows.
Well, and I think part of that is that the poll needs to be collective, right? There may be people who sign up just for Oprah, but there may be people who are like, Oprah would be interesting if I already had the service. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, percentages, I'm not sure what they are, but I don't know how that would work. I don't know how many people are going to sign up just to watch Oprah's new television project, right? But I do know there's probably a certain number of people who are going to sign up because Apple also made a deal with Stephen King. And
before you go on, one more thing. Before we leave that topic, one of the things we have to remember is that one of Apple's motivations also include winning awards.
Uh-huh.
And this is the kind of show that's geared to that. And
right.
So there's more motivation than just making money. There's the prestige and the notoriety of winning awards for your content, which brings mm-hmm. in more viewers as well. So you have to make award-winning content. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and maybe they are. Maybe they are by hooking up with Oprah, but maybe they are by hooking up with Stephen King. And they've made a deal with Stephen King to tell, I don't know how to say it, but it's Lysie's story. L-I-S-E-Y apostrophe S story. This is a book that Stephen King wrote. It was released 10 or 15 years ago. If I'm recalling correctly, there was a story about how after he had a van accident and came home from the hospital, his wife had decided to redesign his writing studio. And so all of his stuff was in boxes, and he had this vision of like, this is what's going to happen to my office when I ultimately pass away. And so wrote a book about a woman who's the widow of an author who passed away. And it's dark. It's super dark. It's a very creepy book because there's a whole lot of like mental stuff that happens in it. It's not one of those like gory, stabby, blood everywhere kinds of things. But it is not, I would not describe it as family friendly. This is not something you sit down and watch with the kids. like I would watch this. I remember reading the book, and I don't know if I would watch this particular television adaptation if it were dark outside. I would probably have to watch it during the daytime. like, it, I mean, it was good. It was really readable. I've loved Stephen King books. I've loved them for a long time, but I'm excited to see this one partly because I've heard Stephen King say in interviews that he'd never wanted this book. It's one of his favorite books that he's written, and he never wanted to make it into a movie because he doesn't feel like 2 hours is enough time to tell the story properly. And so this is, I think, an 8-episode, so like an 8-hour, you know, sort of opportunity to tell the tale. And that feels much more like it would be the speed that he would want for this. And so he's going to be directly involved. Julianne Moore, I think, is starring in this. Was that the right one, Andrew? Yeah. And so we've got great acting. We've got pretty good writing, in my opinion. It was definitely a very readable book. Some of his tend to go on a little long. He gets a little wordy at points, but this one didn't really feel that way. And it is not shiny, family-friendly content. So, when we were talking about like ratings and stuff, like I feel like people love Oprah, but I feel like people might subscribe for something like Stephen King. Like, overall, it feels like this is a thing that people... And maybe it's only for a month or two so they can watch everything and then cancel. I'm not going to say they're going to keep it forever. But this is the kind of thing I think will get people in the door, so to speak. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think I would definitely do that. I'm not really a fan of Oprah. Like, I don't have anything against her. I'm just, you know...
As good as... How dare you? Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely would sign up to watch this, as well as I'm also looking forward to Ronald Moore's sci-fi series.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like it would be fun, so.
I hope so, yeah.
And then whether I stay subscribed or quit just depends on, you know, what other stuff Apple comes out with.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I wondered if they were, if part of the reason we didn't hear anything about, like, these are the shows that are going to be included at launch, explicitly stated at the event, is because some of this stuff may continue to roll out over time. So, like, maybe they kick things off with Oprah's book club, right? Which people will sign up for. I think the book club specifically people might sign up for. Once they actually, like, you know, people might sign up for that, or they might sign up for the next thing, and then it'll be another month or two before we get Stephen King. It'll be another month or two before we get Ron Moore. It'll be another month or two before we get the Jason Momoa series. They might continue to roll that stuff out so that there's new content there all the time to sort of keep people interested and continue. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to stay another month because I want to polish off the rest of this show, or next month is when the other thing starts that I really want to watch, so I'll stay subscribed, you know, that kind of thing. We haven't really heard anything about how the rollout itself is going to be managed. What do you think, John?
Well, I don't know how the rollout is going to be managed either. I saw a comment the other day, I think it was on Twitter, about whether they're going to go all at once in the style of Netflix so people can binge watch, or whether they're going to moderate the flow. That's something that hasn't been settled yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain amount of content you got to have out of the box, which is why I think we're hearing so many announcements, mm-hmm. because they've got to have a lot of content, and because the TV app will allow you to access other channels, other services as well. Yeah. Some Apple's working on having a complete portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm curious about, though, is in the context of quality and ratings, is how Apple will deal with the snark factor on social media.
Well,
you know, there is a sense that if Apple doesn't have a complete portfolio that appeals to a lot of different people, and it's appears to be too uppity, there's going to be a lot of snark floating around on social media, and it could get a bad reputation. So, well, I'm guessing that this Lissy story is a first wave of reconsideration. I know you disagree with me when in the pre-show we talked about this, but I think Apple may be having second thoughts about how broad an audience they want to go after and how complete a portfolio they want to have in terms of entertainment value.
Well, if Apple was worried about, I mean, we know they might be worried about snark because there was no second season of Planet of the Apps, right? I mean, so yeah, it's not like, well, I mean, and the thing is, like, people, it's not like people aren't already snipping at Apple for one thing or another anyway, right? Whether it's a rumor or it's fact or whatever, you know, everything we hear obviously means that Apple is clearly doomed and, you know, what are you doing buying more Apple hardware? They're on the verge of going out of business.
Let's look at the nature of the challenge. Netflix has 130 million subscribers. So what will be the metric to establish how well Apple's doing? Apple Music is doing very well against Spotify, but it hasn't caught up yet. So if Apple has...
Well, that's worldwide. And
only a million subscribers at the end of the first year, people are going to start pointing fingers at Apple as a failure. So there'll have to be some sort of consideration about how broadly the appeal is going to be, and watching the number of subscribers and how fast they sign up.
But that almost might not matter, because this is a service. So we're not going to get any hard numbers about this service unless Apple gives them to us. Unless they decide to tell us this is how many subscribers we have.
People figure out ways to get back into the data.
Well, but like, we're not going to get anything official that we can operate off of until there's some sort of milestone, right? Like, we have as many subscribers as Hulu or as Netflix or, you know, whoever it is that they want to, Amazon Prime Videos, you know, whatever they want to go up against. So I think that's not, at this point, that's not necessarily a thing that we need to worry about, because nothing's going to happen until fall anyway, right? And so then as far as rollout, it becomes a question of do they announce the availability date at the iPhone event, because that would be fall. You know, when we get new hardware, do they say, hey, you know what's going to look great on that shiny new iPhone screen? TV Plus. Like, you know what, you know, is that where it's going to happen? Are we going to get something else to figure out what that is? And what I'm mostly curious about is, at this point, is what's going to be there out of the box, because I wish Netflix would not be so adamant about not being part of the service, because it's really nice that you know, I'm not a super big fan of the TV app right now, but if I had TV Plus and I was able to watch, for example, an episode of this Stephen King series, and then want to go watch a Stephen King movie, maybe HBO Go has some, and I can just hop over to, you know, within the TV app, I don't have to go anywhere else, and I can go to HBO Go and find a good Stephen King movie and go watch that, right? So what I'm wondering is how this will affect other services once it becomes something that's live, because every time a new service comes out, everybody talks about subscription fatigue, and that's legitimate. So, you know, at some point you end up, if you subscribe to this one and that one and you buy a few shows on iTunes here and there, you're paying the same as what you were paying with cable. You know, so how I am probably at this point, I'm 50-50 on whether or not I would actually sign up for TV Plus. But I also still have a cable subscription. Andrew, how about you?
Yeah, I think I would sign up. I don't have cable. What I was going to ask, I don't remember from the keynote, but do we know if TV Plus is U.S. only, or will it be available everywhere else? Because that's also going to affect how many subscribers they get.
And what kind of headlines it generates. Because we've talked about how Spotify and in the U.S., right? It's Apple's overtaken Spotify. Apple Music has overtaken Spotify in subscriber numbers, I think was what it was. But worldwide, they still haven't caught up. So I don't remember. John, do you remember?
I'm Googling it now. I don't remember.
Because I don't recall either. I think they talked about the credit card rolling out in more countries, but I don't think they talked. I don't know if they gave us any actual details on when it was going to be, when the TV Plus service was going to roll out to everyone.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Apple needs to focus on a signature series. Mm-hmm. Like Westworld or Game of Thrones or some signature show that just people got to have. It's great to have a bunch of good content, but they have to really work on a couple of solid winners that draw people in. Mm-hmm. That gets people talking, signature series. Which one that'll be, we don't know yet. But
I think it's Oprah's Book Club. Given what we know so far. No, honestly, given what we know so far, I think it's Oprah's Book Club. Because I remember when she had the book club on her show. And that was the book everybody talked about. And that was the thing everybody talked about. Have you read the new book club book? Have you read Oprah's book? Even though it wasn't Oprah's book. Have you read it? What do you think? Like, I remember that being a whole lot of conversation at the time. So, honestly, I think that's why they had her come out on stage and talk about that. Even though this is obviously something that was you know, her team up with Prince Harry is something that was obviously in production for more than a month. So they could have talked about that on stage. They didn't. So I think, at least from what we know so far, I think it's Oprah's book club is the thing that they want to rally people around.
Yeah, the book club. And I think I've heard a lot of people talk about that show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. That
might be the morning show. The morning show thing. Yeah. Whose name escapes me?
Apple's revamped TV app is coming to more than 100 countries in May.
Well, there you go.
Apple TV features only Apple content. It will be released worldwide wherever the TV app is available.
All right.
Mac Rumors.
All right. Well, there you go. So at least it's in a number of places.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I wonder if you'll have different things available to you in those different places, like you do with like Apple Music and Netflix and things. Like there's certain stuff that's available in some countries, but not others.
We haven't heard anything about foreign language content at all.
We have not. So it'll be interesting to see, I think. When we find out what that signature series is, or when we find out what more there is to tell you about the Apple TV Plus stuff, we will definitely do that. And
we have a plug.
We do.
On Monday on Background Mode, I'm going to publish my interview with Lance Ulanoff from Medium and formerly PC Magazine editor.
Mm-hmm.
And Lance had some very strong feelings about how Apple needs to structure its content. So tune in for that on Monday.
Yes, you can absolutely hear a further conversation about that next week. For now, I would like to thank both of you for being here. Andrew, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And John, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I love having you on when you disagree with me. It's so much fun. All right. I have been your host, Kelly Gamont. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast for Wednesday, April 10th. If you would like to talk to us about whether or not you would subscribe to TV Plus once it's available, if you're signing up for Oprah's Book Club, if you're signing up for Stephen King or Ron Moore, whatever it is, we want to know about it. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can write to observations@macobserver.com, or you can leave comments in the show notes. You can also swing by iTunes and leave us a review. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.